BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Crosstalk here on VCY America. Friends, according to a book that our guest has written, he indicates that in 2020, the left in America seized control of both Congress and the presidency. We've been paying for it ever since, he writes. But was the election fair and honest? We're told every day that we cannot even ask that question lest we be canceled as election deniers. Yet evidence is accumulating that vote fraud, unconstitutional election law rigging, and big tech manipulation yielded a predetermined result. The media, which should be shining a light on all this, instead labels all such suggestions as baseless. Falsehoods are simply false. Instead of defending freedom of speech and free inquiry, the press vilifies anyone stepping outside their narrative for more than 244 years. America's Christian culture and its continued influence have combined with limits on government imposed by the Constitution to make the United States the freest, most prosperous nation in history. But forces have been at work for decades to liberate us from self-government. The left has captured much of the culture, the media, education, the entertainment industry, and even large corporations. They long to conquer the last public place where people can voice their political opinions directly, the ballot box. Well, joining us today, we welcome Robert Knight. Bob is a former Los Angeles Times news editor. He is a current columnist for the Washington Times, contributes to other publications as well. He's held senior positions in a number of pro-family organizations, has written several books, including The Coming Communist Wave, What Happens If the Left Captures All Three Branches of Government, Liberty on the Brink, and the brand new Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. Bob, thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
Always good to be on with you, Jim.
Well, Bob, many have indicated that it's time to move on from 2020. That election is now behind us. Nothing can be done about it anyway. Does it really do any good to even look at the 2020 election? What's your response?
Only if you don't care what happens in the next election. You have to examine what happened in 2020 to prevent it from happening again. And I will be proud to be declared an election denier at this point. Because I tried to gather all the evidence in one place and make it easy for people. There are many sources that I tapped, including Molly Hemingway's wonderful book, Rigged, and the videos that Dinesh D'Souza produced and Citizens United produced. They did their homework, and they have evidence that to me unequivocally shows that the election was manipulated in many ways, and accompanied by a lot of vote fraud. So my conclusion is that if you think the election was stolen, I'm not going to disagree with you.
Mm-hmm. Now, you indicate that honest elections matter, that elections have consequences. So if you would, review for us in part what consequences came out of the result of the 2020 election.
Well, you can look all around you. Just walk into a supermarket and or go to the gas pump. We have raging inflation. We have a government in one party's control, except for the courts, that is spending trillions we don't have, is giving away billions to students. And in many ways, it's just expanding government as fast as they can. Mm-hmm. But it's also a huge cultural issue. Along with their fiscal irresponsibility and leaving the border wide open, and right now, to me, that and inflation are the two number one issues.
Wow.
Make them both number one. You can't have a nation if you don't have a secure border, and we've got hundreds of thousands coming across every month creating havoc. This was all due to the results of the election. When the Biden administration moved in, they quickly abandoned Joe Biden's promise to be a moderate, a unifier, somebody to bring us together. They launched full-blown attacks on their opponents, and now they've expanded those attacks into attacks on white Christian nationalists, they call them. They're basically, Joe Biden himself has said the greatest security threat to the United States is white supremacists, which is utter nonsense. That's a handful of people in this country. He's ignoring the real threats, such as China, Russia, Iran, our homegrown terrorists, like the types who tore up cities, hundreds of them in 2020, the violent factions on the left that are crushing dissent all over the country. I think the biggest consequence of the 2020 election was the loss of faith in our institutions.
Yeah.
I mean, do you believe the Centers for Disease Control anymore, or the Food and Drug Administration, or the National Institutes of Health, or the FBI, which was caught helping rig the election? It just, you know, I won't try to do it all at once here, Jim, but we can go through the litany, if you want, of what the Biden administration and the Democrats in Congress have done to the country because they managed to snatch this election away.
Yeah, it's not the same country we saw just 2 years ago, by any means. So we need to look back at what happened in 2020 because, you know, if we don't know what those, what were those incidents that happened that brought about the election, you know, the processes of voting and what led to what many believe is a stolen election, we're never going to know how to encounter 2022 and beyond 2024. So in chapter one of your book, Bob, you covered what really happened in 2020. Just give us an overview of what happened voting wise.
Okay, let's start with COVID. The pandemic was the greatest gift the Democrats ever got because it allowed them to loosen election security laws, to change laws unconstitutionally in many states. Only the state legislators can do that, and yet liberal judges and election boards change laws using COVID as an excuse. They loosened the requirements for absentee ballots, so that you didn't have to request one anymore. They mailed out millions of ballots based on registration lists that were faulty. Some of the states hadn't cleaned them up in years, and this is a violation of federal law. The National Voter Registration Act requires all states to keep accurate voter rolls, and a lot of states don't. And so they had millions of ballots flying around. They had unmanned ballot boxes in many states, which makes ballot stuffing so much easier. Same-day registration, early voting that has gone into absurd lengths. I mean, you think people could vote within a week of a scheduled election, and that would give them enough time to make plans. And if they were going to be out of town, they could get absentee ballots. But no, now we have election month or even election 2 months, and that makes it much harder to detect vote fraud, because you can't be watching the whole time.
Yeah,
and you can commit more chicanery during longer periods. That's all by design. They got rid of voter ID laws in some states, like North Carolina, which President Trump carried anyway, but it was close. But in many ways, the pandemic was the great excuse to open wide the gates of loose election laws that allow vote fraud. And unless those gates are closed, and some states are actively moving to do that now, thanks be to God, people in power in those states realize that you have to make voting easy to vote, but hard to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the people on the other side of the aisle just want to make it easy to vote regardless, even if you're not a citizen, like in New York City, where they've extended voting to resident aliens. I mean, this is absurd. I know there's a lawsuit underway by the J. Christian Adams, former Justice Department official who has a foundation. He's challenging it as unconstitutional because it deprives U.S. citizens of the power of their vote when you let just anybody come in and vote. I'll just let you ask another question before
go
into more.
Yeah, well, you really outlaid it here very well, and I COVID was used really as a catalyst for all of this, or I should say as an excuse for all of this. Well, because of COVID, we need to do this. Because we have COVID, we need to have early voting. We need to have voting by mail. We need to, and I know in our state, they were given guidance, just check yourself as like permanently confined to your home so that you're going to get absentee ballots, you know, forever and ever and ever in the elections here, and put in place means in which to fraud the system, not only for the election of 2020, but in elections future as well.
Yeah, and you know, let's go over some of the other ways the election was rigged. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, now Meta, he and his wife poured $400 million into a left-wing foundation that offered election help across the country. So they poured millions into Democratic heavy districts and, in effect, took over the election offices.
Yep.
They said, do you need help? We'll come at no charge. So they became, in effect, Democrat get-out-the-vote machines. I mean, this should be patently illegal. And they did it in the battleground states in particular, including Wisconsin.
Five different locations in our state, Bob.
Yep, Green Bay. I've got them listed in the book. And, of course, the Democrats won big in those districts, and that proved the difference in the final count. Let me tell you another way they did it, and that was the 2000 Mules. I don't know if you've seen the Dinesh D'Souza film. It's very well done. It's where they used cell phone pings to track people who were trafficking in ballots. Millions of pings. You can buy the information from the cell phone companies, and they found out that people were appearing at unmanned ballot boxes in Democrat areas at odd hours of the night, multiple times, in between stops at Democratic related pressure groups. I mean, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you go to a ballot box more than once? Why would you go 10 times in one night unless you were stuffing it with illegal ballots? I mean, that kind of stuff ran rampant. And so when I could pick up the paper this morning and the Washington Post would tell me, oh, all claims of any election irregularities are baseless. They're false. There's nothing to see here. And President Trump keeps repeating the big lie that the election was anything but honest. No, the big lie was the Russian collusion hoax. And I cover that and try to make it as clear as I can for people in the book. It was a double hoax. It wasn't just one thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're just up against the break here. Robert Knight with us here today, friends, and we're talking about his brand new book that's entitled Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. We'll be back with more, and friends, it's astonishing to see what has taken place, but really the ground is being set for same things to happen over and over again in communities across this nation. How do we stop it? We'll be back in just a minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is it true that the Archaeopteryx was the transition between reptiles and birds?
Chris, it's very popular to say these days that dinosaurs evolved into birds, but this doesn't square with the evidence. Evolutionists claim the ancestor of the birds is Archaeopteryx, a fossil with some features of dinosaurs and some of birds. Now, even though I would question their claim about Archaeopteryx, it's still dated at 30 million years older than the dinosaur. Obviously, the dinosaurs were not its ancestor. Even most evolutionists have given up on Archaeopteryx. It looks like they were separate right from the start. Of course, that's what the Bible says. Back in Genesis, we read that birds were created on day 5 of creation week and land animals like dinosaurs on day 6. Evolution has it backwards.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Robert Knight is our guest here today and author of a brand new book entitled Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. Just before we continue on, Bob, is share with us, our listeners, how they can get a copy of your book, because you've got so much powerful information here and you really shine the light of day. I mean, you expose what took place and what is still going on across our nation here today. It's a powerful book with its notes and everything, just over 150 pages.
Yeah, it's not just a look back, Jim. It's designed to educate people so it doesn't happen again. First, it contains all the proof that the election was indeed stolen, and it tells ways to prevent it from happening again. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very important. We're facing a very important election this November. And of course, we say this every time. This is the most important election of our lifetime. But this one really is.
Yes. Yeah, it
We've
is.
We've got to do something to stop this regime that's wrecking America, even as we're watching. I mean, they're doing everything from pushing the transgender agenda on elementary school kids to the military to wrecking our economy, wrecking our energy supply. I mean, you name it, it's as if some alien force landed and is trying to do as much damage as possible until a counterforce can be assembled. And that counterforce, of course, would be a Congress controlled by conservatives. So they are doubling down. And I think they can't win on the issues, so they have to look for new ways of committing vote fraud. So we have to be aware of how they do it and look out for it and help prevent it.
You reference a story in your book from Time magazine that spoke about a well-funded cabal of powerful people. What was that all about?
Yeah, the chapter's called Time Bomb, and it's on February 4th, 2021, Time magazine ran this remarkable article by Molly Ball. And basically she was saying that a conspiracy did exist. A cabal was formed to rob President Trump of a second term. And she lays it all out to praise these people, to say that, you know, this was something good. Listen to how she said it. Participants want the secret history the 2020 election told, even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream. A well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. They were not rigging the election, they were fortifying it. No, mm-hmm. No, they were rigging it. That's exactly what they were doing, and she is praising them for it. But to have that appear in a left-wing publication like Time magazine, which at one time was a fairly conservative publication but is now gone like the rest of the media, is stunning.
You also write about a high-tech election heist. Unpack that for us.
Okay, that would be big tech. And they suppressed the groundbreaking story by the New York Post about Hunter Biden's laptop computer. That's not just any laptop. And the Post was entirely accurate. They broke the story in October, just before the election. It would have been crucial to the outcome, and that's why the media suppressed it. That laptop indicated many business deals between Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family, including his Uncle James, who was Joe Biden's brother, dealing with communist Chinese companies, companies in Russia, certainly the Ukrainian connection that made Hunter Biden rich, stuff that should be putting them in prison, frankly. And the New York Times broke the story, and then a cabal, you talk about a cabal of national security experts, issued a letter warning that a Russian misinformation dump was about to occur and warning big tech to suppress it. So when the New York Post story came out, they pulled it from their websites. They shut down the New York Post site so nobody could read it. Big media complied as well. You couldn't find anything in the New York Times or Washington Post or on the networks. And so the American people didn't know that this incredibly corrupt family was about to take power and be, I think, liable for blackmail at this point. They have so many things hiding in the closet. To this day, the stuff is just coming about how corrupt the FBI was in talking to the media and big tech and asking them not to run the story, suppressing conservative viewpoints that they didn't like. I mean, the FBI, a once great agency, is now a fully owned subsidiary of the Democrat Party and is acting more like the KGB in the Soviet Union, suppressing dissidents by any means necessary. I mean, they take Trump aides and they haul them off airplanes and put them in shackles. These are people who had agreed to come in and talk, but no, they wanted to make an example of them like you would in a banana republic.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary stuff, and the only way we can get out from under this is if we have an outpouring in November of people who are going to vote out the Democrats.
Bob Knight is with us here today, and again, our program itself is nonpartisan. Bob is speaking from his own perspective in this regard here, and we just want to make mention of the fact of what has taken place here as far as what happened in the 2020 election, how to stop the fraud from taking place. You have also, Bob, raised great concern about voter rolls. And, I mean, we were just amazed here in our state where they just added, people were taken off the voter rolls here a year ago, people who had thought to have moved and not response, you know, being responsive to, like, the Wisconsin Election Commission, all of a sudden having their names come back on the voter rolls. But you've got a great concern as to what's happening with those rolls. You would think we'd want to keep those things pure and clean, but that's not the case.
No, it isn't the case. And I do come at this from a position of being deep in the issue for years. I used to work at the American Civil Rights Union, which is now the American Constitutional Rights Union. And the ACRU sued several states and counties over rotten voter rolls and won cases, especially in Texas. And here's an example in Broward County, Florida. And that's a huge county. It includes Fort Lauderdale, just above Miami. It was instrumental in the 2000 election where we had hanging chads and other improprieties. But anyway, we examined the voter rolls, and Broward had people on it who were 150 years old, people who didn't exist anymore. The voter rolls were rotten, and the election office refused to clean them up, so we sued. And unfortunately, an Obama-appointed judge finally threw the suit out. But the impact was clear that voter rolls in Broward and other counties are full of people who shouldn't be on there. In fact, the Pew Charitable Trust did a study of the whole nation about 12 years ago and found that more than 2.5 million people who were dead were still on the nation's voter rolls. We did a study in Philadelphia and also in Allegheny County in Pennsylvania and found that hundreds of people were on the voter rolls who had birth dates in the 1800s. I mean, it's just, they're so sloppy. And the election officials said, tough, we're not going to do anything about it.
Amazing. Amazing. You would think everybody would want to have clean voter rolls. And I mean, that's really the basis for, you know, clean, fair elections in that regard. There's another issue here, too, and that's voter ID. And I wonder, you write of the war on voter ID, but I wonder, how is it that we can demand an ID, a photo ID, to check out a Curious Georgia book from our local library? We can demand an ID to get rid of waste motor oil or brush at our city dump. I've had to do that. We've had to, you know, they can demand an ID to get Sudafed or some other cold medication from the pharmacist. We can demand photo ID to get into the White House or many federal buildings. We can demand a photo ID to fly, but somehow it's racist or discriminatory to demand this photo ID to vote.
Yeah, you can't cash a check without a photo ID. In 140 out of 141 nations, all of those require photo IDs when they're voting because it's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Voters ought to be able to prove who they are, who they say they are. This has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with suppressing the vote, as the Democrats keep saying. That's a flat-out lie. And if you look at the surveys of the American people, large numbers, large percentages, like 75% approve voter ID as a needed safeguard, including Democrats. A majority of Democrats think voter IDs are a good idea. So when you see people like Stacey Abrams of Georgia who says that voter ID is the new Jim Crow, Jim Crow 2.0, and President Biden said that as well. They are trying to pull the wool over people's eyes and create an impression that just isn't true.
Yeah, I mean, you got to show a photo ID to get into the White House, and but he's the same one who wants to build a wall, but it's around his vacation property, not the U.S. border. There's also been a very concerted attack against the Electoral College, and there was really great wisdom in establishing what we know as the Electoral College. If you would address this matter and the attack against it.
Yeah, there's this thing called the Interstate Compact, where they're trying to do an end run around the Electoral College. These states are agreeing to give their electoral votes to whoever wins the national popular vote. So, say in Wisconsin, say the Republican wins in Wisconsin, but a Democrat has a larger national popular vote, all of Wisconsin's electoral votes would go to the Democrat. That's what they're trying to do, and they have over 30 states signed up now. Thanks be to God, they're having a difficulty getting more, but they've already got the equivalent of over 200 electoral votes. And the way it works is if they get up to 270, which would ensure a presidential victory, this would go into effect. So in effect, we'd lose the Electoral College. The states would become just cogs in a big election machine. And they could stuff the ballot boxes in California and New York till the cows come home and in Chicago and not really worry too much about the rest of the country. I mean, that's why they're doing this. They know that they have the big cities where vote fraud is rampant. And if it just comes down to the number of votes, like a pure democracy, not a republic, they can win. Over and over. I don't think we'd ever have a national Republican president elected ever again, for instance.
Well, Bob's book is entitled Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. It's available through his website, RobertHKnight.com. RobertHKnight.com. Knight is spelled with a K. RobertHKnight.com. You click on store, you'll find it right there along with some other wonderful writings that he's, some other books as well. But you can go to that site, RobertHKnight.com. Click on store, and you've got it there. I see it's for $15, and people can get that. There's some shipping added to that. But really is an eye-opener to understand where we've come, Bob, here as a nation, what was utilized here in the last election, and really the matters that are underfoot right now as we look forward to the next 2022 election in November and the 2024 presidential election.
Yeah, that's right. And I was going to raise the big lie, meaning the hoax of Russian collusion. They did it two ways. I'll just touch on it very quickly. First,
tell you what, we're right at a break again.
Oh, okay.
So let's come right back.
Do it later.
We'll do Russian collusion right after the break. Robert Knight with us here today. And also, he's going to be taking a look at some of the matters that are used to facilitate fraud, like the ranked choice voting, automatic registration, same-day registration, other matters as well. Stay with us. We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Is it okay to abort a baby? People give many reasons why abortion is an acceptable choice. The inconvenience of pregnancy. Infant disabilities. It's the woman's body. It's not a baby. This is a result of rape or incest. Incompetence of parents. And she's not ready to be a parent. In the DVD, 7 Reasons, Ray Comfort addresses these 7 questions, reasoning with college students and people on the street about whether such objections are justified. You will see those who are ardently pro-choice change their mind in moments. This powerful 42-minute DVD, 7 Reasons, is available for a donation of just $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25. Call 1-800-729-9829. Ask for the DVD, 7 Reasons.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Robert Knight with us here today and author of this brand new book, Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud, available at roberthknight.com. Again, Knight is with a K, roberthknight.com. But, Bob, for you also are writing a regular weekly column, and you are making those available to our Crosstalk listeners, correct?
Yeah, every Monday I send it out to an email list, many of whom, a lot of people on the list are from your show.
Mm-hmm.
After every program, we give out my regular email address, and I just say, just put sign up in the subject line. You don't have to do a message, although they're nice, but it's easy, and I just sign you up for free, and then the column comes into your mailbox every Monday morning at 6 a.m. or so. It runs in the print edition that day in the Washington Times as well.
Yeah, so friends, you'll be amongst the first to be able to read the column and to get the information. Bob has been doing this for many, many years, and certainly very insightful as to what is going on in society today, but has really latched hold of this matter of vote fraud and election integrity-related issues. And if you'd like to obtain his regular weekly columns, that once-a-week email that with this column, just send an email to Robert Knight, the number 4. Is that correct, Bob?
Yeah, robertknight4@gmail.com.
Okay, so send that to robertknight4. And again, Knight is spelled with a K, robertknight4@gmail.com. And all you have to do in the subject line, just sign me up. Sign me up. Send me your article, or just, yeah, sign me up. We'll get it to him, and he'll know exactly what to do with that. But it's free of charge. Come to your email bin, and you'll stay abreast on many, many critical issues, and you'll get Bob's viewpoint in those as well. So, again, that's Robert Knight, the number 4, at gmail.com, and just say sign me up. He'll get you included. So let's get back to that Russian collusion aspects of what has been on your heart to share.
Yeah, the I call it the double hoax in my book because it really had two components. First, the Democrats planted a lie in the media that Donald Trump had conspired with a Russian bank, Alpha. Turns out he never did that, and this was conjured up by a PR firm hired by the Democratic Central Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign. So it was actually the Clintons who were messing around with the Russians. And they also leaked to the media a dossier. It's now famous, the Steele dossier, that alleged that President Trump had committed all sorts of terrible things with prostitutes in Moscow. It's been revealed as a total fraud. In fact, more is being peeled away every day by John Durham, the investigator who's looking into it. And the thing about that particular lie was that the FBI knew it was a lie and yet still used it and warned people that it was merely Russian disinformation. Their heads ought to be rolling at the FBI for all the ways they colluded with the Democrats to create the lies that may have brought President Trump down in addition to the vote fraud.
Wow.
I mean, it's really that bad. And the fact that 50 national security experts, including the former director of the CIA, John Brennan, and the former security director under Obama, James Clapper, signed this letter saying, warning media outlets that Russian disinformation was about to be dropped. In other words, ignore the New York Post story that,
mm-hmm.
That exposed it all. And so they did. So it wasn't just the FBI. It was across the national security agencies.
Yeah, and we also had social media pick up on that same warning. I mean, through, you know, the Facebook news feeds and so forth, you know, just made sure that they didn't come up to the top, that few people, if any, would see them. I mean, it was outrageous, the efforts that were taken because of this FBI warning saying, hey, watch out, you know, there's more collusion coming here.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of big tech, that's another chapter in the book.
Great.
About how big tech rigged the election. Google made it possible to submerge conservative opinion before the election. In fact, they still do it, and raise up liberal viewpoints. A Harvard-trained expert, Robert Epstein, has said that during the 2016 election, their manipulation of information may have cost Donald Trump a couple million votes and given them over to Hillary Clinton, which made it closer than it should have been. Certainly the same thing happened in the 2020 election. They've been caught at it. It wasn't just Google. It's all the big tech firms. And they consistently censor conservative viewpoints and raise up liberal viewpoints. It's kind of scary because they've become the major media in the country. If you look at the number of users worldwide, I guess there are 2.5 billion Facebook users, and I don't know how many Twitter users. But
and then the number of people who say, well, if Facebook has it on, you know, it's on my Facebook news feed. It's got to be accurate.
Yeah, right, right. Well, if there's something, look at how they treated the COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
People who said, gee, I think it probably arose out of that Wuhan military biology lab in China, which is the most obvious scenario and what most experts believe did happen. Those people were stamped out. I mean, either they had their accounts suspended, or they had posts in addition to their own saying, this is misinformation. Go to, the CDC for better information. Same thing with any information about therapeutic treatments like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, which could have saved thousands of lives. Those are effective. They're harmless. The Biden administration's health agencies cooperated in pushing a smear campaign against them, even though both had been in circulation for years and were proven to be safe. Instead, they said, no, you can't take any of those things because President Trump said they might be effective. And you need to get vaccinated. That's it. That's the only thing you can do.
Bob, just for sake of time here, I want to cover a couple other issues. You address measures that facilitate fraud. And just give me a brief response to these. One is you speak to ranked choice voting. Now, we just saw this influence in the election in Alaska.
Oh, boy, did we. The Republican vote was almost 60%, and yet the Democrat won the election. How? Ranked choice voting. Ranked choice works this way. You pick your top three choices, and if the top person in the election doesn't get a majority, only gets a plurality, then they go back and they count the second place votes and add it to that total. So you might have somebody who is really not that popular, but people think, well, I got to vote for somebody else anyway, and they end up winning the election.
Yeah,
and that's what happened in Alaska. Obviously, the vast majority did not want the Democrat to win, but she did.
Yep.
And it was Sarah Palin splitting the vote with Mark Bigich, who comes from a long Alaskan political family. But one of them should have dropped out. That's another thing. Republicans have to get smart and not be splitting the vote.
And another showdown in November. Automatic registration is another.
Yeah, that's where they sign people up if they're automatically at welfare offices, DMV, you name it. This creates a lot of grounds for vote fraud because a lot of people aren't citizens, but they do have access to benefits. So it's the people who really are trying to facilitate vote fraud are very much all for automatic voter registration. And it's also an imposition on the freedom of the American citizen to say, actually, I don't want to participate. I don't want to be a registered voter. I know those lists are open to others, and I don't want my name on it. Well, you don't have that choice under automatic voter registration.
Right. Same-day registration?
Same-day voter registration is a wonderful way to commit vote fraud. I think it happened in New Hampshire in 2016 when lots of people came into the state, registered the same day, and voted in the Democratic ticket, and then we don't know whatever happened to them after that. I mean, it leaves no room for investigating whether the voter is a U.S. citizen or really does have residential credentials that are worth noting, and so it's loosey goosey.
Yeah. Well, folks, he covers other issues in his book, too. You can get it at roberthknight.com, roberthknight.com, and click on Story. You'll find the book there called Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. Our number to crosstalk today, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Bob, do you really believe people are waking up to voter fraud issues? And not only people, but legislators or even governors, are they waking up to this issue?
Yeah, I think they are. In more than 30 states that controlled by Republican governors and or the state houses, there's been a lot of election integrity legislation passed. Getting rid of unmanned ballot boxes, reducing the early voting period back to reasonable levels like a week or two before the election, getting rid of same-day registration, things like that, all of which the Democrats and the media are calling voter suppression and racist, which is just false. No other country puts up with this stuff. The American voting system is broken right now, and the amount of fraud is hard to detect often, because often it's not prosecuted. The Heritage Foundation has a wonderful compendium of voter fraud cases where convictions have actually been achieved, thousands of cases across the country. They're a drop in the bucket because most prosecutors won't go after these cases. There's not a big payoff in terms of a punishment, and they're hard to prove, and they have other crimes. And boy, do we have crime in America now,
yeah,
thanks to the Democrats.
Let's go to the phone lines. Brad in West Allis, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Brad.
Hi, Brother Jim. Just wanted to address that subject about the states. They're trying to form that little group, mm-hmm, where they pool their electoral votes and give them to the candidate who has the popular vote advantage.
Right.
Your guest, Mr. Knight, you said that once they get to 270 electoral votes, it would have to change. Wouldn't they have to amend the Constitution to change that?
No, it's a way of going around the Constitution. These are state laws that would all take effect once that 270 is reached. That's in the legislation that was passed. And the states can go ahead and send their votes that way. I happen to believe it's a violation of the Constitution in spirit, if not in legal terms, although it may also be a legal violation of the Constitution. But, you know, the Constitution is in their way. It's set up to preserve a republic where we don't have a pure democracy, which can be abused with mob rule. That's why they're trying to go around it.
Yeah. So
thank you for that question.
Yeah, it's really good because what they're basically saying is we're not voiding the Electoral College. We're just going to give our electors will be charged with whoever wins the national popular vote. That's who they have to vote for. Even if the people of your state voted opposite, they still would be charged with going for the electors for the national popular vote. So that's just plain wrong.
Yep.
More
yeah,
governing against the will of the people.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Brad.
Bye now.
Appreciate the call. Hey, we're just seconds from the break, so let me just mention Bob's newsletter here again, his insightful columns every week that come out. Just send him an email and say, sign me up. They're free of charge. Just go to send an email to robertknight4, Robert Knight, Knight is with a K, robertknight4 at gmail.com and say, sign me up. robertknight4, the number 4, at gmail.com. Just put sign me up in the column, and you'll get those insightful columns every week. He'll address issues that are absent from the national media, things you need to know. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. On Sunday night, September 18th, we released Brainwashed America, Part 2. It's just under 3 hours, but boy, does it move fast. And I interview many people that you need to hear from, including 4 retired high-ranking FBI agents. I also interviewed 3 men that were in the Vietnam POW camps, in fact, went to the Hanoi Hilton, and were tortured in amazing and brutal ways by the communists. To do what? To go along. To take part in propaganda to be used. I hope you'll go and watch it. It's free. Give it to as many people as you can to inform them and educate them about the battle for the mind. It's a spiritual battle, and it's a natural battle. WVWTV.com, Brainwashed America, Part 2. Thank you.
Friends, there's so much information, and, you know, I wish we could cover it all. We can't, but you'll find it in his book called Crooked. It's available at roberthknight.com, roberthknight.com. Click on store. You'll find it there. Let's go to Skip calling in from Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Skip. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the election and everything, the voting and stuff, that I believe that when they say you receive your mail-in ballot, don't mail it in, hang on to it. So when you go to vote and they say you already voted, you're going to say no. You have to keep. That's one way to stop, I believe, election fraud. And I just think the old back to the old days of the pencil paper routine where they can't change it and do all that. And also, I just appreciate your program, the information you put out. I try to get people where I work with here to get on. You know, like, hey, come on, you got to listen to this. This is reality. But yeah. Some people say no, so yeah, I hate to have them wake up cold.
Great. Thank you, Skip, for that. And he's saying, Robert, the importance of an election day, you know, to be there on election day and trying to stop the fraud by taking his ballot with him, I guess, sir.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with availing ourselves of early voting at the voting place. You know, the mail-in stuff is kind of creepy. but I think if you vote ahead of time, it's okay, and especially on election day. Surveys show that conservatives, meaning mostly Republicans, tend to vote on election day. They like the old American way of voting. And that a majority of Democrats in the last election voted by mail. And that's where the problem lay, I think, that it's really hard to secure the mail-in balloting process.
Danny is calling from Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air, Danny.
Hi, I'd like to ask Robert about his personal opinion about the midterms in November. Does he really think that there will be a red wave, which I hope that there will be, or will it just be business as usual for the Democrats to steal and cheat and take another election from us and the 2024 elections? His opinions. Thank you very much, and I'll listen.
Thank you.
You know, I'm often asked this, you know, what's the point of voting if they're going to cheat? Well, what you have to do is have enough people vote for your candidate to make sure that if there is cheating, you overwhelm it. I talked to some longtime Republican activist in D.C., and they said, look, we've got to win by at least 5% of any election because there is cheating. but if we get that extra 5%, they can't stop us. So if there is a red wave, I don't think it can be stopped. It might be mitigated a little bit by vote fraud, but I think if enough people turn out, and I think that's what's going to happen, I think the Republicans will capture both houses of Congress. It's just about how much they do. When Newt Gingrich had the contract with America in 1994, they captured 55 House seats, 8 Senate seats. They flipped both houses of Congress. And it's very similar this election because Bill Clinton campaigned as a moderate, and he turned left immediately. He raised taxes. He passed a ban on rifles. He put gays in the military, and that rankled a lot of people at the time. And here we have Joe Biden, who campaigned as a moderate, and he's done anything but unify the country. So I think the country's ripe for a change, and I don't think they can do enough vote fraud to stop it.
Cheryl is calling from Prosser, Washington. You're on the air, Cheryl.
Oh, hello. I just wanted to make a comment real quick. There's a guy, I don't know if you've ever heard of Amy Horowitz, but he went around and polled some college students, and the way they were talking, they were acting like black people don't know how to access the internet and don't know how to get an ID. And then he went to a black community, and the people in the black community were actually offended that there's people out there that think that they're not smart enough or that they don't know how to get an ID.
That's insulting.
So that was my comment. But you can look up Amy Horowitz on YouTube, and he puts out all kinds of videos. And then I just wanted to make one more comment. Here in Washington State, I know someone else said to hold on to your ballots, but there is no polls here in Washington State. Washington State, it's all mail-in. You don't have a choice.
Well,
So that was my comment.
Thank you for the call here, Cheryl. Yeah, how insulting to say that African Americans cannot figure out how to use the internet or can't get voter ID. That's really insulting, Robert.
Well, it is, and you ask any black conservative, they're infuriated by it. And they will quickly remind you that, you know, Democrats were the party of Ku Klux Klan,
yes,
the party of Jim Crow. They're still racist because they think black people and other minorities cannot possibly live the American dream. They need to, you know, be wards of the welfare state. That's the best they can hope for. I think it's patently racist.
Let's get Sharon in from Arizona, Payson, Arizona. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm actually going to actually say what Cheryl had just said, but I am a black conservative, and it is highly insulting to me to be told that I don't have the wherewithal to get an ID. And also, it's not that it's racist. It's bigoted, because as we know, there's only one race, and that's another thing that the left is trying to do. They're trying to use a term that is a misnomer to divide people.
Yeah, one race, the human race. And thanks for adequately pointing that out here today, Sharon.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, great points that she raised there.
Yeah, she couldn't have said it better. Mm-hmm. And you too. I mean, it's the human race. Mm-hmm. This whole emphasis on race is designed to divide us, put us at odds. They're stoking hatred even in kids in schools. In fact, I just heard today from a friend who has a son who has been subject to this critical race theory in his school here in Virginia. And he came home and said, "I hate myself. I want to kill myself." And his mother asked why, and he said, "Well, I'm a white male. We're responsible for everything wrong in the world. And I hate all white males. They're all evil." Think of the poison that they're feeding kids every day.
We are out of time here, a lot of poison, and there's so much more, folks, in his book on ballot harvesting. He calls it ballot trafficking in his book, and other information, too, on even stopping the fraud. Check it out at roberthknight.com, roberthknight.com. Click on store, and for his email, just say sign me up when you send an email to robertknight4@gmail.com. That's robertknight4@gmail.com. Bob, thanks so much for being with us today.
It always goes by too fast, Jim. We just scratched the surface.
Yeah, we have. And so much more in your book. And thanks for your research and putting it all together in a very concise way.
Well, thank you for helping get it out there. God bless you.
Robert Knight, our guest here today on Crosstalk. Again, the book is called Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election, How to Stop the Fraud. And folks, remember to bathe this all in prayer. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.